Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And welcome to you, Pam Scholes.
Well, thanks for having me.
Yes, and it's so exciting to talk about the Master Gardener plant sale. People are waiting. They usually are waiting, Pam. And it is when?
It's this Saturday. Starts at 8 o'clock, and of course, it'll go till the plants are gone, but they say that they'll go fast.
Oh, yes. Don't plan to come out at 10 o'clock and have anything left, let alone any selection. You got to be there at 8.
Well, I think there'll be a lot of different plants there.
Yeah, let's talk about because the Master Gardeners, of course, have been digging up, you know, our plants spread, and we want to share the wealth. So what are some of the kind of plants that are going to be there, Pam?
Well, of course, there'll be the hostas. We always have hostas, and there'll be several different kinds. I think some of the girls are going to bring some alliums, which are really pretty.
Oh, I love those.
Yeah.
Yes.
We're going to have some tiger lilies, irises, a little bit of everything.
Mm-hmm. Now, it's against the law to sell shrubs and trees, so there won't be any of those there, but there will be lots of other plants. And usually, I haven't checked with them, but usually the Armstrong Farm brings us some tomato plants, and so we can have a few veggies along with
them. That's good.
And possibly, and we in the past, we've had wonderful bunches of asparagus, and so we'll see.
I've heard that rumor, too. I bet there'll be a lot of people looking for it.
Oh, yes. I hope that's possible because they have great asparagus. So, Pam, Master Gardeners, one of the things I think about this is these plants come from our own gardens.
They do, so you know that they're going to do well in yours.
Yes. It's already acclimated. You just need to take them home and get them in the ground. What are some of the favorites? I know you're going to bring a few plants, Pam. What are the favorites in your garden?
Oh, I'm partial to irises. I don't know why, but I think they're easy to grow, and they take care of themselves pretty much.
Except they keep expanding.
That's right. So you got to share them with people.
That's right. About every 3 years, I think, is the recommended time to kind of divide those up. Sometimes mine go longer than that.
Me too.
Yeah, but they are gorgeous. They always remind me of orchids.
That's true. Yeah. And they come in all different colors.
And heights.
That's true.
And even, now I just learned this year, all of my irises had been blooming at like about right now this year. But I found I have two really early ones.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Which ones are those?
Well, I don't know the names of them. But one is almost like a black purple, really,
pretty.
Dark. Yes, and the other one was a light purple.
I hope you bring some of those.
Yeah, well, maybe not this year. Maybe next year. But I was so surprised, and they're not as tall as the others, so that's kind of nice, too. So I know I picked them out and planted them sometime or another, but it was just such a nice surprise to have those early ones.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. Well, everything bloomed early this year, I think.
Oh, hasn't it been amazing?
Yes, it has.
It has been amazing. So before we went on air, we were talking about snow on the mountain. Talk a little bit about that, Pam.
Well, it's kind of a ground cover. It's green with kind of a cream-colored streaks through it. It's spread, so I've got it up along my foundation. I started out with two or three plants, and I got quite a patch now. It's not really invasive. You can get rid of it real easy, but it's just nice to have some ground cover around your foundation. Mm-hmm. And
now, do you plant, as that spreads, are you planting anything through that, other taller plants?
Well, I've got what they call naked ladies that I put through those,
and
they're coming
case.
Up too.
Just in case somebody doesn't know what a naked lady is.
Well, it's a type of lily. The foliage comes up first, and then it kind of dies back, and then all of a sudden this lily just pops up, and that's all there is just the flower afterwards.
It's one of those wonderful, amazing garden things, I think. It's one of those surprises, and you go, oh, my gosh, there it is. And it will surprise you because it comes pretty fast,
that's
right?
That's true,
that little,
it does.
That flower just pops up
that's
there.
That's true.
Yeah. So, and you know, I think, I don't know if this year, but I know in the past years, I bought some naked ladies at the plant sale.
Did you really?
Yeah. So there may be some of those there. We really don't know everything.
No. They just put an idea, but I guess it's just how aggressive they want to be in dividing their plants and
mm-hmm.
sharing.
Mm-hmm. And I have some Anarda or bee balm, and that's, I found this one, well, I think all of them spread, but again, pretty easy to pull up, cut off, whatever, if you want to get rid of it. But it spreads, I would say, in 3 years, my patch, like, tripled in size.
I think we all like things that spread. It doesn't cost quite as much, and you get a lot for your money.
As long as we can get rid of them.
That's right, right.
There's a few of those things. Artemisia, the kind of Artemisia I have, I'm just having a terrible time keeping where I want it.
I've got a plant like that, too. In fact, I'm going to bring it and share it, but I'm going to warn them. Yeah. You're going to have to keep on top of it.
Yeah, and I'm thinking that most people at the plant sale do try to mark the plants, and maybe somebody will help you identify what that plant is.
Now, I hope so.
Yes. And I know the other thing that I wanted to mention that I'm bringing, because I didn't have it on your list. I'd given you just a couple things on my list, is, lemon balm is one. Then that spreads.
Does it?
And that's one of those ones like mint that you want to plant in a pot and put the pot on the ground because those roots go mm-hmm. to China and back. hard to get rid of, I think. So, but the other one, the really fun one, is Egyptian or walking onion.
I'd never heard of that until you told me about it.
And I got them from Mary Lou Rogers, who is another master gardener, and that's kind of one of the fun things, too. It's passing on. It's kind of yeah. history. And heritage. But you can eat both the part that's in the ground, just like regular onions, but on the top, they start to get little bulblets, little onions. And if you don't harvest those, they'll bend right over into the ground, plant themselves, and you got a whole new plant going.
That'd be easy to share then, wouldn't
yes,
it?
Yes, yes. And, you know, you can if you let them go, they'll just keep going. But if you don't want them, you can dig them up. So pretty easy.
Yeah.
So look for those. And I'll try and have a picture because they're really, really unique. Okay, so we have lots of plants. Anything else that you want to mention to us, Pam, about what's going on at that sale?
Well, we'll probably have some coffee and rolls or donuts so you can look through the things before you take off and... I think there'll be quite a few people there. There'll be some master gardeners there, so if you have any questions about different plants or anything, I'm sure that one of us can answer that. Mm-hmm. It'll be at the Cass County Extension Office on the fairgrounds, and so I think you'll be able to find us. We're right up by the building.
Mm-hmm. Outside, so you can just park out there. And we'll try and have some boxes and so on, but if you're the kind of person who likes to buy more than one, you might think about bringing a carrier of
that,
a box.
Yeah, because they're kind of messy, you know, with the dirt and everything, and you don't want to get your car full of mud. I hope it doesn't rain.
Yes,
so.
We're going to have plenty of rain up until then. But you know, when you say you don't want your car full of mud, Pam, don't you have something that you have in your car all the time to carry plants in?
Well, I have some rugs. So.
Okay, see?
I'm always prepared, so if I stop somewhere, I can always pick up a few.
I think most gardeners have some way going, oh, yeah, there's a plant. I need that plant. So, you became a master gardener how long ago?
Just this last fall. We went through the training that Iowa State puts on, and afterwards you get some training, and then you have to put in some volunteer hours, but it's a lot of fun, and the Cass County Master Gardeners are a great bunch of girls.
There's a few guys. It's open to both. So how have you done some of your volunteer hours? Some people get really worried about that, and it's pretty easy.
It is pretty easy. There's a garden right there right outside the extension office that you can always put hours in. And I'm from Griswold, so there's always some projects down in Griswold that you can work on. They have the islands. And I think in Atlantic, they also have the islands mm-hmm. that you can volunteer and put some hours in. I know in Lewis, they have the house, the...
Oh, the Hitchcock House.
The Hitchcock House that you can put some hours in. They're looking for volunteers down there all the time. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so I think any local community, you can always put mm-hmm. in some volunteer hours.
And I know in some volunteers have worked in their church. A couple churches have some special areas. And if you work with a 4-H club or scouts or whatever, all those hours count. I think sometimes people put in volunteer hours.
And they don't realize it.
Yeah, because they're just so used to doing it and they love doing it. They don't think of it as work.
Right. We just had the spring seminar last weekend, and of course, then we put in some volunteer hours there. It was an all-day project, and I think a lot of people had some good times putting plants in the pots and so on.
Uh-huh. What did you participate in?
I did the herb garden planning,
right.
And in fact, I've got them at home on my porch.
Yes.
And
That's great. They're coming along great,
yes,
right?
Yes, they are.
Okay, Pam, remind us, the spring Master Gardeners plant sale is when and where?
It's this Saturday. Starts at 8 o'clock, and it'll go till the plants are done. Come early because they won't last long. It's at the Cass County Extension Office on the fairgrounds in Atlantic.
Okay. Well, thanks so much, Pam, for coming in this morning. Well,
thanks for having me.
Till next time, here's a thought. Gardening is cheaper than therapy, and you get flowers and tomatoes.